OnePlus 7 Pro on May 14th by Sasha Segan in PC Magazine. Reader's note, there are graphical elements in the article that could not be reproduced verbally. A graphic showing the screen's color accuracy and several pictures comparing camera quality versus different phones. Pros: great value for money, fastest Android phone available, smooth software, notchless screen, lots of camera options. Cons: camera photos are slightly undersaturated, no 802.11ax Wi-Fi, still no headphone jack. Bottom line, the OnePlus 7 Pro is by far the best value for a premium smartphone in the market today, giving you the features of a $1,000 phone for $300 less. With the OnePlus 7 Pro, $669, this cult smartphone maker continues its trajectory as a swiftly rising flagship killer. Not only is this the fastest Android phone we've ever tested, it's also loaded with a gorgeous, notchless screen, cool hardware, and smart software features that outpace even the Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus. If you're looking for a big, powerful Android phone, especially if you're with T-Mobile, the OnePlus 7 Pro is an obvious pick, and our editor's choice. Models and pricing. There are three different versions of the OnePlus 7 Pro, 6 GB of RAM and 128 GB of storage for $669, and 8/256 for $699, and 12/256 for $750. The latter two sold by T-Mobile. The phone comes in blue or gray versions. There will be two other models of the OnePlus 7 series, but the 7 Pro is the only one we'll see here in the U.S. The regular OnePlus 7 is for more price-sensitive countries. The company is very popular in India. And the OnePlus 7 5G is for countries with 3.5 GHz 5G networks, which we don't have here. Physical form factor and screen. At 6.4 by 3 by 0.34 inches height width depth and 7.26 ounces, this is a big phone. It's not actually larger than, say, a Galaxy Note, but anyone who's read my reviews knows I'm an aficionado of smaller phones because I can spend hours a day standing up holding a subway pole with one hand while trying to use my phone with the other. This phone feels large and a bit slippery to grip, but your mileage, obviously, may vary. From the front, the phone almost looks like a Samsung with its curved OLED screen, until you realize there's no notch, just a lot of screen. The selfie camera pops up from a little cutout on the top of the phone, so even that doesn't take up space where screen could go. There's also a ribbed mute switch that has appeared on OnePlus phones for years. There's still no headphone jack or micro SD slot, if those things matter to you. The OnePlus separately sells the excellent 1999 Type-C bullets. Our 7 Pro is a shimmery blue color. The phone's classic black is slightly slippery with a smooth, cool feeling to it, and scratches easily. The phone comes with a clear case in the box, which you should apply as soon as you get it. The case also makes the body much grippier. OnePlus keeps trying to ride a line where it makes its phone sort of waterproof, but it doesn't pay for IP certification. I dunked and washed the phone, rather than soaking it for an extended period of time. Some condensation appeared inside the pop-up selfie camera, and the microphone was messed up for about an hour. But after a few hours, the phone was perfectly fine. The 6.67 inch 3120 by 1440 resolution screen is a Samsung OLED panel, tuned to OnePlus's specifications, and it's even comparable with the Galaxy's, and far better than, say, the Google Pixel 3's. I tested the screen's colors and brightness with a Klein K-80 color meter and Portrait Display's Kalman and Mobile Forge software. As you can see, the OnePlus 7's colors are just about the same as the Galaxy S10 Plus's, and they're more accurate than the OnePlus 6 TS's. At 411 CD/M2 in vivid mode and 402 CD/M2 in natural mode, it's close to the Galaxy S10's maximum brightness of 435 CD/M2. The chart below shows the OnePlus 7 Pro's color levels as dots and DCI-P3 color levels as boxes in both natural and vivid modes, alongside the color performance of the OnePlus 6T and Samsung Galaxy S10 Plus. All phones have slightly cool whites, but the 7 Pro demonstrates particularly admirable accurate color performance in vivid mode. The big innovation here is the 90 Hz refresh rate. In its standard UI, the OnePlus 7 displays 1.5 frames for every one frame most other phones do, resulting in what appears to be a smoother scrolling. Whether you can perceive this depends on what you're used to. Our analyst, Chris Strobing, a big PC gamer who uses high refresh rate gaming monitors, noticed it instantly. It took me a bit longer to see it. Over time, the high refresh rate should mean less eye strain. Higher refresh rate scrolling takes more battery power, but the OnePlus 7 deals with this intelligently by reducing the refresh rate if you're watching lower frame rate content, like 30 frames per second videos. It actually isn't clear to me, and OnePlus couldn't help, if the 90 Hz applies outside the general UI. Our GFX benchmark graphics benchmark topped out at displaying 60 frames per second, which may be a limit in the Android APIs. I know Razer, which also sells a high frame rate phone, had to write special extensions to get games to run at higher frame rates. I dare say the in-display fingerprint sensor is the best one on the market. While it's optical and not ultrasonic, it seems to have a slightly larger target area than Samsung's sensor does. It's 36% bigger than the one on the OnePlus 6T, and it is very fast to recognize my fingers. Your fingertip still has to be dry and clean. A wet finger reduces recognition to about 80% reliability, and putting food on my finger, like guacamole or peanut butter, renders the sensor useless and slightly gross. Software and benchmarks. The OnePlus 7 runs Android 9 with OnePlus's Oxygen OS extensions on a Qualcomm Snapdragon 855 chipset, the same one that's in the Galaxy S10 line and the LG G8. That said, it benchmarked the best of any Android phone we've ever seen because of OnePlus's focus on software speed. I got 9,828 on PC Mark and 481.94 on the BaseMark web benchmark, compared with 9,547 and 406.84 on the Galaxy S10. The use of the UFS 3.0 internal storage here definitely helps. The OnePlus got 12,889 on the PC Mark storage benchmark, compared with 9,099 on the Galaxy S10 and 10,152 on the OnePlus 6T. That may also explain why the OnePlus got ever so slightly higher scores than the Galaxy phones on Geekbench. OnePlus says the phone has a special cooling system, which lets it run at top speed for extended periods of time. After 10 minutes of using a processor slamming app, the 7 Pro was running at 92% of top processing potential, as compared with the Galaxy S10e at 90%. I wouldn't consider that a noticeable difference. OnePlus's Oxygen OS remains. Alongside Motorola's approach, the smartest and smoothest Android skin out there. It adds useful features like the ability to load two Facebook or Instagram accounts at the same time without becoming sluggish. Zen Mode. One new innovation, Zen Mode, enhances Google Digital Wellness features by essentially locking your phone for 20 minutes at a time. During that period, you can receive phone calls, make emergency calls, and use a camera. But that's it. You can't even turn it off during those 20 minutes. Is it wrong that I kind of like it? OnePlus says that the phone will get updates for the next two versions of Android, and maybe beyond that. The OnePlus 3, a three-year-old phone, got an update to Android 9. Wireless and battery. The OnePlus 7 Pro is compatible with T-Mobile, Verizon, and AT&T, but is only sold by T-Mobile on the carrier end. It has all the frequency bands for Sprint, but hasn't been certified and so won't attach to that network. The T-Mobile sold versions will work with that carrier's VoLTE, Voice over LTE, and Wi-Fi calling systems, and with Verizon's Voice over LTE system, but not Wi-Fi calling. AT&T doesn't allow unlocked phones into its Voice over LTE or Wi-Fi calling systems. Also, while the Unlock 7 Pro has dual SIM cards, the T-Mobile model doesn't. As with previous OnePlus phones, it's one notch lower in terms of modem capabilities than its Snapdragon X24 modem allows. Category 18 with 5 carrier aggregation rather than Category 20 with 7 carrier aggregation like the Galaxy S10. That said, I don't think that's going to make a big difference in the US, where attaching to more than 5 bands of spectrum at once is rare enough to be practically unheard of. The OnePlus 7 Pro has a 4x4 MIMO on bands 2, 4, 7, and 66. That makes it ideal for T-Mobile, Verizon, and Canadian carriers, but less so for AT&T, where I would like to see 4x4 on band 30. I gave the OnePlus 7 Pro the full signal testing routine with our usual help from Cellular Insights. Focusing on T-Mobile's primary frequency bands, I compared the phone with a bunch of other top phones on LTE band 4, used primarily in cities, and to the Samsung Galaxy S10 on LTE band 12, used more in suburban and rural areas. The 7 Pro did very well with a weak band 4 signal, roundly beating the Galaxy S10 and generally staying on par with the LG V40. The phone we rated as having the best signal strength available last year. With a strong band 4 signal, the 7 Pro generally got speeds higher than an iPhone XS Max and OnePlus 6T, although in some situations not quite up to the level of the LG V40. In both band 4 situations, the OnePlus 7 Pro generally beat the Samsung Galaxy S10. Band 12 on OnePlus 7 Pro. The S10 did a bit better on band 12, however. There, the Samsung tracked consistently a notch faster than the OnePlus 7 Pro, including being able to pull out a tiny bit more of the signal out at the end. The real takeaway here is that the OnePlus 7 Pro handles LTE, at least on the T-Mobile network, like a world-beating flagship smartphone, and it'll give you a great 4G experience. Rodion Schwartz, the global leader in test and measurement equipment, provided Cellular Insights with the cutting-edge CMW Flex solution, consisting of two CMW 500 wideband communication tester boxes, CMWC controller, and RSTS7124 RF shielded box equipped with 4 Vivaldi antennas for up to 4x4 MIMO, ensuring high reproducibility of near-field OTI MIMO measurements. The study was done independently by Cellular Insights and shared with PCMag. For other wireless standards, the OnePlus 7 Pro has Bluetooth 5.0 with aptX HD, dual band Wi-Fi 802.11 AC and NFC. Once again, it's not bleeding edge, unlike the Galaxy S10. There's no attempt to build an early 802.11ax client here. But just like with the LTE situation, OnePlus decided that there aren't a lot of 802.11ax networks out there yet, so it wasn't worth the extra expense to push the boundaries. Call quality, battery, and charging. With a device at this level, good call quality should be a given. It's fine on here. I have no complaints except when the microphone had water in it. The phone has dual stereo speakers with the earpiece under the screen. Volume is good, with a maximum of 96 dB on our test right up against the earpiece, and 86 dB, 3 dB louder than the Galaxy S10, for the speakerphone at a 6-inch distance. The speaker sounds a little tinny. The Galaxy seems to have more depth. With a large 4,000 mAh battery, the 7 Pro takes a long time to drain. I got 11 hours, 37 minutes in my rundown test. In ordinary use, the phone would comfortably last 2 days, definitely outpacing my smaller Galaxy S10e, which I've needed to charge late in the day when I've been using it. OnePlus CEO Pete Lau has repeatedly belittled wireless charging, and, true to form, this phone doesn't have it. What it does have is a gigantic 30-watt charger, which can power the phone very quickly. I went from 0 to 35% in 15 minutes, 62% in 30 minutes, and 95% in an hour. That said, this is a proprietary charging system, so it won't refuel the phone at these speeds with, say, USB-C PD chargers or Qualcomm fast chargers. Cameras. OnePlus is a sibling company to Oppo and Vivo, major Chinese smartphone makers who don't sell products in the U.S., and it can borrow some of their innovative ideas that would never be seen in this country otherwise. The OnePlus 7 Pro features America's first pop-up selfie camera, originally introduced with the Vivo Nex S in China. The phone's 48-megapixel Sony camera sensor has also appeared on Oppo and Vivo phones in China, but hasn't been seen here until the 7 Pro. The front-facing pop-up camera is a Sony 16-megapixel IMX471 sensor with 1080p video recording. It's fine. The most interesting aspect of it, of course, is that it pops up. When you do something that demands a selfie, including waking up the phone with facial ID activated, the little motor whips and the camera appears. When you switch away from your application, the camera retracts. Now, obviously, first question will be, can you break it? The camera protects itself from drops by retracting when it senses the accelerometer. I tested by dropping it from waist height several times, and it retracted before it hit the floor. On the other hand, if you bang the extended camera against a table, you will probably break it. That's the price for having no notch. On the back, there's the 48-megapixel Sony IMX586 sensor with an f/1.6 lens, an 8-megapixel sensor with a 3x telephoto lens, and a 16-megapixel sensor with a 117-degree wide-angle lens. The camera usually defaults to 12-megapixel images with 4-pixel binning for better low-light performance. But you can kick it into 48-megapixel mode, or RAW, in the camera app's Pro mode. The main camera also records 4K video at up to 60 frames per second, and does slow-mo down to 480 frames per second at 720p. That's a lot of options, and it adds up to a camera that specializes in cropping and zooming. Low light performance here is specifically tuned to balance out images with a lot of dynamic range, as opposed to taking pictures in very low light. That means an outdoor image with a street light in it will have fewer halos, but a photo taken in very low light will be much noisier. We saw similar issues in low light with the Huawei P30 Pro. The colors are more saturated and the mural of the girl is sharper in the Huawei photo, but the OnePlus image does well with the lower right-hand corner of the frame where the light is blaring. Colors on the OnePlus camera also seem to be less saturated than those on the Galaxy S10s. The camera software is clearly a moving target, though. During our review period, the camera received a software update which made photos taken in good light look sharper. Before the update, shots were noticeably fuzzy compared with either the S10 or the Huawei. After it, they were about on par with the S10, albeit with less saturated colors. The combination of a 48-megapixel main lens and the 8-megapixel sensor with a 3x zoom lens offers an unusual set of options. The 48-megapixel mode really messes with dynamic range, so it isn't for amateurs like myself. In ordinary daylight, the 48-megapixel image tends to be both blown out and shadowy. The 3x zoom camera makes zoom shots dramatically sharper than they are without an optical zoom, of course, and much sharper than you would get by digitally zooming the 48-megapixel image. As a bad photographer, I can say this, the camera is fun. The different lenses, various modes, and easy-to-use Pro mode give you a lot to play with, and that can balance out the slightly less-than-ideal low-light performance. Conclusions. If you're in the market for a big, new phone, it's impossible to find a better value than the OnePlus 7 Pro. The gorgeous screen, killer speed, and notchless design make for a powerful, luxurious smartphone experience. And you really won't be bothered by the minor differences in low-light camera quality, considering you have all those different lenses to play with. OnePlus cuts a few corners here, but does so strategically by making them features that aren't a big deal in the larger scheme of the phone's value, including bleeding-edge wireless standards and durable back paint. It instead pours attention into dramatic, visible features like the notchless screen and all those rear cameras. To boot, the phone is priced $300 lower than the competing Galaxy S10 Plus and the iPhone XS Max. Along with other flagships, it's worth comparing this with the brand new $479 Google Pixel 3a XL. We haven't tested that phone yet, but from its specs, it seems like a lot less phone than the OnePlus 7 Pro. The Pixel 3a XL is slower, lacks zoom or wide-angle cameras, and has a lower resolution screen, less RAM, and bigger bezels. The Pixel 3a XL will be enough phone for many people, to be sure, but it isn't in the OnePlus Pro's league. OnePlus owners love their phones. The manufacturer won our Reader's Choice Award this year for having the most passionate fans. It's clear why. OnePlus delivers the best performance per dollar of any Android phone around. Unless you, like me, need a smaller phone, the OnePlus 7 is the best choice to buy on T-Mobile right now and our Editor's Choice.